This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you have a mind for the metaphysical, then you need to check out the podcast for Your Hidden Power. Visit YourHiddenPowerShow.com, or you can find Your Hidden Power on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your other favorite podcasts. Now time for another edition of Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of a lot of things that are not necessarily on the top of your mind. Well, maybe they are. Your horoscope? Do you read your daily horoscope? That's something that brings you into a powerful circle of information every day. Astrology is one of those things that I find fascinating, frankly. It's an important part of our conversation. We talk about psychics here, the methodology that's used to find that sixth sense. We all have a lot of extra power, and sometimes we don't focus on it enough. So the purpose of this program is to sort of give you an hour's worth of treatment, or if you're listening to the podcast, probably about 30 or 35 minutes. Your Hidden Power, by the way, Your Hidden Power number 123, most recently posted podcast at YourHiddenPowerShow.com, communicating with the afterlife, a conversation with Catherine Weisberg, who is a psychic, has a lot of conversations that she talks about. Actually, she created a term called lovality, which means being fully present to the reality in which love is the foundation of the human experience. And we also have on this podcast Jocelyn Montanaro, who was with Catherine, helping her to communicate with her husband, who was in a comatose state. It's a fascinating story. So, Monday Morning Musings as well with Mary O'Malley. All of that. Help yourself to lots of information and hope. I think that's what comes out of these conversations, much as anything else. We all hope for something more than what we see in front of us, and I think that this gives you a lot to think about. Your Hidden Power. There's a lady written a book called Dying to Tell You, Channeled Messages from the Famously Dead. The book begins with, quote, I used to be a court reporter. Now I'm reporting for a higher court, not the Supreme Court, but the Celestial Court. And thus we meet Lisa Najjar, who is a psychic, a medium, an author here on Your Hidden Power. How do you do?
Hi, how are you?
Hi. I'm well, thank you. Nice to have you here. So tell us how you got started. You were a court reporter where? What part of the country were you working?
What part of the country? It was a whole different country. It was Canada.
Ah, you're from Canada originally. Okay, yeah.
Yes, right. Yes.
Yeah.
And Walt Disney, the Walt Disney, came to me. And actually, he had come a few years earlier through a medium friend of mine and asked me or told me not to give up on my dream and that he would help me. And he was referring to a TV show, that a spiritual comedy TV show that he had that had been downloaded through me from Spirit, and I didn't know what to do with it, so I just put it aside. And he came to say, don't do that, follow that dream, and I will help you with it. That was the first time he showed up, and then a few years later he came to me and asked me to channel this book, and sort of told me who was in it, or not so much who was in it, but that it would be famous historical figures and celebrities, and that they had something to say and they wanted me to say it for them. So, but I said no when he came. I said it sounds like a great idea, but no, I'm a single mother. My son's not yet in university. I can't do it. So it wasn't until a few years after that that him and George Harrison and Abraham Lincoln on Good Friday of 2015 came to me and said, now are you ready? Now will you do it? And I said, yes, now I will do it. So
you say that so you say that so matter-of-factly, that you were visited by Walt Disney, by George Harrison, and Abraham Lincoln. That's there's a triumvirate. before you. What? So how do you get these? When you say they came to you, are you startled when you first realized what you were able to do? Were you startled?
No, and I've been asked that. Actually, just recently, somebody made a comment on a radio show like this and said, gosh, you talk about it like it's just nothing. And I'm not sure why it didn't startle me, but it didn't. And it's not that I was doing mediumship before that. I was always a natural medium, but I didn't do it for a living. I did it for friends and family. When they were missing a loved one, I would bring their loved one in, or when a loved one would just pop in and just show up, I would give a message to them. But I didn't do it for a living. I can't tell you why. It just was very matter of fact. I think it's a world that maybe I live in. It's just like seeing anything, seeing a tree out the window. It just, it's not.
It just
really
is
that.
You. Yeah.
It's just me. Yeah.
So if you're involved with celebrities and famous historical figures like the people we've talked about, and I know that you've had conversations with George Harrison, I mean, with Marilyn Monroe, we talked about Harrison, Michael Jackson, Jesus, Martin Luther King, Albert Einstein. Do you talk to people, for example, my father or anybody? If I said I wanted to get a message, or can you just ask for a message? Does it have to come through and then you reach out to the person? Say, I got a message from your, and you fill in the blank, your mother, your father, your sister, your uncle, somebody who's close to you earlier in your life. Does it come that way?
Well, yes, and I do, because I do private sessions now. Mm-hmm. Now that this is all started, I do. And so, yes, I'm a psychic, which is, of course, tapping into love and career and money and all those types of things in the collective consciousness. I'm also a medium, so I definitely bring in people's loved ones. I do, I call it ancestral soul healing. So when you're maybe not able to be with a loved one when they're passing, or perhaps there were unresolved issues, and maybe the parent was abusive, or the brother was an alcoholic, or whatever, and you couldn't get through to them, you couldn't have that conversation and get that healing. Well, all of a sudden, now they're passed, and they do want to come oftentimes, and they do want to get the healing. So I can really help with a lot of that, because it's definitely not over when it's over. In fact, it's more they're more alive than they were on Earth, because if they were checked out, for whatever reason, just checked out, wouldn't talk about issues, they certainly can now, and there's no barrier, there's no alcohol, there's no ego, there's no anything. So we do a lot of that work, and that's extremely healing. And so, yes, it's not just the famously dead, it's the regularly dead, and it's very helpful in all cases, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think that that's the clue, if you will, here, is to understand how you get the stuff and how you don't get confused. I've often wondered when I talk to people like you how you get the room. You know what I mean? How do you separate out all of these thoughts, all of these voices? And what's the atmosphere like, if you can describe it, when you're talking? Do you get a visual picture of Michael Jackson? Is he in? Does it seem like he's in a room someplace, or is that too Hollywood?
Yeah, no, each one of the guests, I call them guests in my book, and each one of them came in differently. So, for example, Paul Newman, it would first be that I would just smell cigarette smoke in the room very thickly. And then I would feel like I was going to cry and like just sad, just longing, sadness. And then I would hear a song, Chasing Cars. I would hear this song, and all of a sudden I just knew. I would then feel him, see him, hear. Sometimes they would say who it was. Sometimes I would see who it was. Sometimes I would be told who it was. Sometimes I just knew. Like with Waylon Jennings, I actually didn't know what he did. I had heard the name, but I don't follow. I'm not really big on any of this. I don't know which celebrities are dead and which ones are alive. I don't know what they did. I don't know who their wives are most of the time. I'm just not a follower of that stuff. And so Waylon Jennings, I'd heard his name, but I didn't know what he did. Paul Newman, I didn't know he was dead, and I certainly didn't know if his wife was. Davy Jones, who I had met in real life, did come to me. And that him I knew. He just came in with just so much light. And I just knew I have the sense, the clair, you know, they call them clairs, clair sentient, clair audience. Right. I have the clair of knowing. I just know things. So all of a sudden I just said, oh, my gosh, Davy, is that's you? Because I know your energy. That's you.
Do you do it on the spur of the moment? Like if I said to you, what energy do you get from me? And I don't usually do this, but you intrigue me in a different way as an example of how it works. And I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I just am curious as to when you meet somebody, whether it's in this circumstance, do a lot of radio interviews, or someone on the street or somebody at the supermarket or somebody wherever you may be, do you pick stuff up right away from that energy being around them?
No, absolutely not. And I think it's because I've asked Spirit not to do that to me, because could you imagine me being out at the grocery store and that? No, absolutely not. No. So in a session, whether it's over the phone or in person or on Skype, it doesn't even matter. In fact, if I don't see them, that's even better, because I don't want to get distracted by their looks or what they're wearing or any of that. So, I would just be, let's say we were in a session right now, then I would just take a moment to see who comes, because they come. Now, in the case of the book, they told me to remember the word unbidden, that it was a very important word, and that to remember that they came to me unsolicited, uninvited, and that I would have no control over who came, what we discussed, or anything else. They would pick the topic, etc. And so they did, and it was difficult for me because I like to know what I'm doing. But when it's a client and they're on the phone, I ask them, is there, do you just want a general reading? What areas of your life do you want to talk about? If they say, just see what comes, then I just see what comes.
This is very interesting. The book is called Dying to Tell You, Channeled Messages from the Famously Dead. We're talking to Lisa Najat here on the Your Hidden Power section of your brain. As we go through the week, this is a good place for you to occupy some of your brain. The program Your Hidden Power. Find all of the adapted, the transformational conversations. I think that's what they really are. Sometimes I struggle for the right word, but I think they're transformational. I found them to be that way. YourHiddenPowerShow.com is where you find the podcasts.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We have a brand new podcast, Mock and Daisy's Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us and matter to you too. Everything from parenting and our families to the dangers of social media and the ridiculous trends it's created, like gender reveal parties and promposals. It's a little bit of everything, because if we really want to make America great again, we need to start in our own homes. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app or your favorite podcasting platform.
Mm-hmm.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're in power. I'm Doug Steffen with Lisa Najjar, author of Dying to Tell You, Channeled Messages from the Famously Dead. We're talking about her mediumship, the readings that she does for people on the phone. Did you say you didn't like doing them in person? You'd rather be on the phone?
Yes, I would rather be on the phone. I certainly do them in person, but, you know, you get information from somebody when you see them. So, you know, I don't really want to be clouded with anything.
Yeah. Have you ever doubted yourself, or do you trust yourself to know? I mean, thinking about the fact that you may know more than you think you do. And do you understand the meaning of that? You're someone who's got special knowledge. And sometimes you're probably surprised yourself at what you come out with. Yes?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
You're chuckling.
Yes, and, because I just went over that with a friend the other day and said it's daunting sometimes. And yes, you don't want to believe that you know this. And then you're always thinking that you don't know enough, and maybe I shouldn't say anything till I know the whole story. When I know the whole truth, then I can share it. But, you know, who knows the whole truth? Nobody really. We're just learning in pieces, chunks, you know?
Yeah, right, exactly. So when somebody's getting close to the end of his or her life, I was thinking about the passing of Danny Aiello over the weekend, very good character actor, and his family had been around him, and they thought he was okay, and then they left and he died. When you're talking to somebody who's on the way out, for lack of a better way of putting it, do you tell them things to calm them down? You're going to go here, or you're going to feel that, or this is what's going to happen. Do you do that?
Yes, and what a great point. I do. I call it hospice mediumship, and I do help people transition, and I have to say that's my holiest work is how I'd put it. They no longer have hope for living, but I absolutely can give them hope of what's to come. And I have to say, it's actually so beautiful over there. It is our true home. It is our, take your best day on earth and times it by about a million. That's what you're going to. So believe me,
well,
nobody
we're not
over
conscious
there,
of it. We seem not to be conscious of it here. Is that an easy trap to fall into, thinking about what it is that is over there, wherever there is?
Well, we we don't want to be preoccupied with it because we happen to be here, and of course we have to live in the present moment, but there's certainly no fear of it. In fact, it's the relief. It's the vacation. It's where we want to go. It's where, you know, so for someone that's passing, not only can I help them to have hope again for something, but also to make sense of some of the things that they're experiencing, because people who are dying often see what they might think are hallucinations or dead relatives or whatever, and no, they're not at all. They're real, and they're coming to help them and to comfort them and all of that. So I can really help them with, and half the time they're spending a lot of their time over there anyways. If they're dying, they're already mostly, their consciousness has already been taken from the body. Just like when we're born, it's fascinating when I found out that the soul of a child does not go into the baby until sometimes months after it's born, if you can believe that. It does not want to be in that baby body. It does not want to be in the womb. It's constricting. It doesn't want to be. And so the same goes true when we're dying or if we've been in a car accident or something. Our body, our soul does not want to be trapped in that limited space where it can't move. It's no longer even able to think properly. It just leaves.
Is that, do you believe in reincarnation? Is that where we...
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah. That's fascinating. Website is dyingtotellyoubooks.com, dyingtotellyoubooks.com for Lisa Najjar, and the book is called Dying to Tell You, Channeled Messages from the Famously Dead. A lot to be learned there. Thank you for being here.
This holiday season, Dodge's gift to you is Employee Pricing Plus. That means everyone gets the same price our employees get on the Dodge Durango. And with Durango's available 475 horsepower, Dodge is here to make every trip a memorable one. So hurry in to the Dodge Big Finish event today to take advantage of Employee Pricing Plus. Offers available in the purchase or lease of a 2020 Dodge Durango or a new 2019 Dodge vehicle, excluding Charger and Challenger. Customer responsible for $200 administration fee. Must agree to delivery by 1-2-20. See dealer for details.
The holidays. Time for hot cocoa, mistletoe, and spreading joy. A different kind of joy. The joy of pushing your limits on snowy mornings.
You feel that, Peloton? That's great news.
The joy of getting the right motivation when you think you can't go any further.
Don't back down now.
The joy of giving it all you've got. Until tomorrow. Because our kind of joy will keep you coming back for more.
Peloton, way to work. Great job, everybody.
This holiday, give the gift of Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but like I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The market optimistic despite the political turmoil on Capitol Hill as the House of Representatives gets ready Wednesday for a vote on two articles of impeachment. President Trump pointing out how great the economy is doing on Twitter. It's been a record session on Wall Street. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 all closing at all-time highs. Investors optimistic over the trade deal with China. The Dow gaining 101 points to close at 28,235. It's the 16th record close of 2019. The Nasdaq up 79 points, the 24th record of the year. The S&P 500 up 23 points, the 29th record of the year. And Boeing temporarily stopping production of its 737 MAX planes, this after those two crashes that left 346 people dead. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Now, time to continue with our overview of what's going on in that world that you don't always understand. This is your hidden power. It's been a few weeks since Uri Geller was here with us. Uri is in his community of Old Jaffa, which is a part of Tel Aviv. He has his usual observations about what's going on, the world of the unknown. Although to you, it seems like you have always known what you know. I don't mean that to sound like double talk, but you've always been secure. I was just talking to this lady about mediumship and stuff, and you're power is a different sort of power, the energy that goes with it, but isn't really anything that's extraordinary, the sixth sense, things that you can't really see. Isn't that all energy, just period, end of story?
Yes, Doug, everything actually is all energy, and that goes back to Albert Einstein's amazing equation, E equals MC squared, which we all kind of remember from school, but we don't quite remember what it stands for. Mm-hmm. And basically, with that equation, Albert Einstein proved to the scientific world that everything in the universe is made from energy, and energy cannot be destroyed, which is amazing because I'm speaking to you now from my iPhone. An iPhone, I'm holding it in my hand, and it's tangible, and it's solid, but actually it's not tangible and solid. It's energy. It's vibrating in a certain frequency that to us feels that it's solid. And the amazing revelation in that Albert Einstein's equation is the fact that energy cannot be destroyed. If you come to think of it, you have to ask the question, well, if energy cannot be destroyed, what happens to us when we die? Mm-hmm. I mean, if energy cannot be destroyed, what happens to our soul? What happens to a spirit? What happens to the massive energy field that is within us and is around us? I truly believe that it leaves our body and goes into a different dimension, a dimension where some religious people call heaven or paradise. I buy into that. I do believe in that. And also the energy of the mind, the empowerment of our brain. You know, our minds, our brains are the most powerful computer in the universe. This is why we will gradually be able to communicate telepathically. So everything is made from energy. And, you know, since we're talking about energy, Doug, you know that a while ago I found an amazing archaeological find in my museum. Under the ground, with my psychic powers, or call it dowsing, I found a 1,000-year-old soap factory, which is actually an olive oil soap factory, because 1,000 years ago, the Muslims did not buy soap from Europe, because it was made from pig oil. Like Jews, we avoid eating pig. And the Israeli Antiquity Department were so amazed by my find that one of the archaeologists actually asked me whether I could find the Ark of the Covenant. Now, the Ark of the Covenant is also known as the Ark of the Testimony. Mm-hmm. And what it is, it's basically the Ark of
God. And by the way, the subject matter of the first Indiana Jones movie. That whole story coming from that reality, if you remember.
Yes.
That. Anyway, go ahead.
And the Ark is made of gold. It's maybe gold-plated, the gold covers the wooden chest. And this whole story is described in the book of Exodus. And it contains actually the two tablets of the Ten Commandments. Now, psychically, I do not believe that the tablets are inside this chest. I believe that either they were stolen or destroyed or God took them back, whatever. But it is said that the Ark possesses supernatural powers.
Mm-hmm.
And so, this is quite...
Isn't it interesting how modern religion takes things, not even maybe modern religion, but religion in general, takes things that are considered a mainstay of the occult, i.e. things like the Ark and what it means and energy and that sort of thing, and makes them into a part of their story. You know, the story of religion, most commercial industrial religion today doesn't like the psychic and doesn't like the astrologer and doesn't like the medium and doesn't like the person like you who has energy, power. They don't trust you. Or they want people not to trust you. And in fact, but the stories are built around the things that they build their entire entity around.
Absolutely, Doug. And you have to, you know, you have to cater to the belief system of the billions of people around Earth who believe in the Old Testament, who believe in the Bible, who believe in the Quran and in the Hindu scriptures. I mean, let's take, for instance, an example of Noah's Ark. I mean, those are talked about in the Bible, in the New Testament. And basically, what is Noah's Ark? Noah's Ark is the vessel in the Genesis flood narrative through which God spares Noah, his family, and examples of all the world's animals from world-engulfing flood. Now, it is said and it is written in such a convincing manner that I tend to believe in it. And actually, there are rumors now that Noah's Ark was found on Mount Ararat. And these were taken by pictures from satellites. And I think that next summer they're going to go, a big expedition is going to go up on Mount Ararat and actually dig out Noah's Ark. So this is only one example.
And this is in Armenia. The Armenians, you know, that part of Armenia, which is pretty controversial, the Armenian people.
Yes.
Themselves. I don't know much about how the Armenian people got started or why it is that they were there. Do you know? I'm not sure why they are identified with that part of the world.
I'll tell you. It's to do with Turkey and Armenia, but let me, because we have only a few more seconds. Also, I just did 4 interviews for Gaia TV, so I urge all your listeners to watch these 4 interviews, because one of them, we talked about UFOs in Jerusalem. A lot of people believe that there is a massive UFO buried under one of the very holy sites in Jerusalem. And I think that next week, we should spend a few minutes talking about that, because millions of people have seen UFOs and millions of people believe in extraterrestrial life.
Uri Geller, his website is URIGELLER, urigeller.com, and Uri Geller Museum. You can find out the story about what he found, 1,000 years old, down in the basement of where he's putting his museum. Pretty fascinating stuff. Coming up in a moment here on Your Hidden Power, Doug Steffen talks to Mary O'Malley. She's a psychic. I want to go back to some of the things we were talking about messages and their inspiration and how she relays them. That's up next here.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its online MBA, Information Management, and Business Analytics Master's programs. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Degrees online. For more information, text RANK to 79645. That's RANK to 79645.
Hi there, this is lifestyle journalist Clint Carter, and I've got a hot gift for you this year. When you're tired of buying the standard old ties for the guys in your life, check out the 3M WorkTunes Connect Hearing Protector. Now, the primary function here is to protect your ears from those hazardous sounds coming off of lawnmowers, miter saws, snow blowers, anything that can cause hearing damage. And what the 3M WorkTunes do, in addition to blocking those noises, is they offer Bluetooth, so while you're blocking off dangerous noises, you can stream music or podcasts, anything you want to listen to. They also have hands-free calling, so when a phone rings and somebody's out in the yard listening, they don't have to take off your gloves, you don't have to fish in your pocket for a phone, you just hit accept on the outside of the earmuff, and you start talking. So, really cool product, a lot of functionality. You can get it at Amazon, Walmart, Lowe's, or your local hardware store.
All right, continue on now. Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. Now, Mary O'Malley, your psychic scout. Her website is psychicscout.com. I have decided I just want to do a commercial for you. and it's brought about by the conversation. I don't know if you heard the lady that was on this earlier who wrote the book Dying to Tell You. I think you're quite a talented channeler and medium, and I wonder, you know, you empower a lot of people, inspire a lot of people, motivate a lot of people, because that's your job, isn't it, really? You're thinking about what you're supposed to do. You bill yourself as someone who brings messages to people, do you not?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the message, yeah, all right, so the messages come from your ability to hear, if that's what it is. I mean, I think we sometimes use that. I'm not really sure that's the right word, but I don't know what the right word is. You hear a message, you get a message, you absorb a message. What is the right word for the work that, for what you get message-wise and that you pass on to people?
I guess just receive the message.
because it comes in all different ways. Sometimes it's a feeling. Sometimes I hear something, see something. But whatever it is, I receive the message, turn it into words, or, you know, interpret it to the best of my ability and give that to the client.
Mm-hmm. So if a person takes what you're saying the wrong way, do you say to people, don't take this personally, because sometimes you may be telling a story and you're not quite sure how to do it, or the person's not quite sure as to what they are hearing. You have to take yourself out of it, because it's not you that's telling them anyway. You're just acting as a conduit in a sense, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. And you know, I do, you know, I will say this is the information I'm receiving. You know, it's up to you what to do with it, to reject it or keep it or ask for more information. Yeah, I'm just the spokesperson, you know. But if the person's really confused about what I'm saying, you know, I always ask for more information or a better way to explain it.
How do you ask for more information? How do you ask?
I just say, give me more. What does that mean? sometimes it's easier to receive the information than others. Sometimes I feel like I'm getting the information in a foreign language, and it has to be, you know, I have to call in an interpreter. It's always a little different. And then sometimes it's very smooth and very quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your tongues. I guess I'm wondering, in talking about how you help people, it's usually the same things. It's usually your job, your health, relationships, and money. Those are the four candidates, the basic categories, right? So if somebody comes to you and asks you to take the guesswork out of a person that they have met, they think that they're a nice compliment, and they would make a good steady date, maybe they'd make a good relationship partner, maybe they'd make a good husband. So do you assess candidates for other people in terms of relationships? And if you do, how successful is that? How good can the message be?
I do that quite often. And the message is usually pretty good. I've had people come back and say, oh, you're right, you know. And a lot of times I'll start talking about the person, the information I'm receiving, and the person will see that that's truth. You know, they already know that's the truth. They already suspected something. And so they're disappointed, but they're not surprised. Mm-hmm.
Do they ever ask you to change or help change the reality? And can you change the reality?
Can't really change the reality. I can change, not I, but we can change the perception the person has. So if they're with a person who's, that they're having some difficulty with, I can take a look and see if the prospective partner has an ability or willingness to change or understanding to change. You know, that's important. Or if, you know, what you see is what you get here, darling. You know, if you already don't like it.
Yeah, right.
You know, you have to make up your mind. Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes people don't have ill intentions. They just are who they are. And that's, you know, but then, I don't know, it's not important to know what the other person's motivation is. It's more important to know what your motivation is. And I would motivate you to get a great spiritual and psychic reading from Mary O'Malley. It's your hidden, psychicscout.com, excuse me. Psychicscout.com is her website. All right, this is Your Hidden Power, 10 before the hour.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Continuing along now with Your Hidden Power, I'm Doug Steffen, joined by Laura Banks, whose website, StarGalNetwork.com, great place to go to get an astrological reading if you want to find out. You may or may not have been listening to some of the things we've been talking about here, Laura, in regard to getting messages to people, how do they interpret messages. Anybody ever get angry at you when you give them a message that you... Or you're not really getting messages. I probably shouldn't put it that way. When you look at somebody's chart and see, okay, this is what the moon, where the moon is and what it means, and this is where your rising sign is, and this is your birth sign, and you put all that together and you tell somebody this is what this is about, or they have that information about somebody else and they want to know what the story is of that person. Do they ever get upset with you when you tell them?
Well, Doug. Thank you. Thanks for having me on as usual. And I'll tell you, the biggest, I'll say, negative response I'll get is what looks like in their eyes a sense of what might have been a lost opportunity in their life. Like I'll say, what I typically am trained to look at is opportunity, be it money, be it love. Where is it? What rock is it under? What planet is it under? And you've had that all the time. You see, it's been there all along, like, you know, a magic genie, and people didn't know. All they had to do was rub the bottle, and when I say it's there for you, and they, it's a disappointment that they have lost time, and they're mostly angry at themselves.
Is that because pretty much everybody is capable of doing more or having more than they have? Is that sort of
unequivocally
stretching it?
Yeah. They just Yeah, and they don't understand subliminally how they're working with their or not with their natal chart. And then with the transits, for example, we have Jupiter moving into Capricorn, Doug, and for you being a Scorpio, this is going to be an extraordinary time. So you have to know when to move, when to know when to go, know when to fold. Wasn't that a song?
I have to know when to hold them and hold, know when to fold. All right, so you keep saying that. I hear that from people all the time. This is going to be an extraordinary time. You're going to have this opportunity. But I don't ever feel like I get specifics. And that's and I say that
so
in general,
December
whether
2nd,
it's me or anybody. Go ahead.
Yeah, December 2nd to December 19th, from now to 2020, there's Jupiter has left Sagittarius, which isn't so friendly for Scorpio, and it's gone into Capricorn in your third house of communication. So you're going to have thoughts and ideas that become a huge focus for you now, and you're going to see proof. Capricorn is the builder. It's the creator. So if you look back at Sag, which is more philosophical, and I wonder if, and a lot of pondering, Capricorn says, let's go build a thing. So what I wouldn't want you to do is drag 19 into 20. Because now it's going to start to come to fruition. That's what Capricorn does. For better or worse, it makes things happen.
Yeah.
It's ruled by Saturn.
2019 has been, the opportunity has been there, but it has been forestalled by all kinds of things that seem to get in the way of making it happen. And that, in some way, is almost a story, a theme of my life. The idea is there. We know it'll take place, but it just takes forever.
Right, and people get into depressed, and they fold, and it implodes, and everything turns into everything. You got to separate it and know your cycles of birth and death and rebirth. A solar eclipse is happening on the 25th. A three-part solar eclipse is a friend.
On the 25th of December, on Christmas Day? Christmas Day?
Solar eclipse, 25-26, yes.
Huh.
And it's going to help you write your thoughts. If you can start writing your thoughts down, this would be the day to begin to, you know, it says here, you know, you just really want to even increase your podcast reach. This is a time for growth and development for you. And
I don't want you to be dragging in the past
relationship that didn't work or a past business opportunity that didn't work, because you're moving into a time of constructive growth with Jupiter. Jupiter is the benefic and the gift giver and the sign of the builder.
So if you drift into something from the past, does that keep slowing you down? It's easier said than done, I think, under the circumstances. See, you can tell people all these things, but it's almost you need a remote. It's like, oh, wait a minute. Uh-oh, stop. And you got to be conscious of that.
Put affirmations up. Put Post-it stickers everywhere. Everything's possible. Mm-hmm. Take the Landmark Forum. Get a therapist. Get out of your head. It's the worst place to be. They would say, I'm just in my head. Well, guess it. Those 6 inches between your two ears is the worst place you can be.
That's a pretty interesting reality, isn't it? Huh? Get out of your head. But without those 6 inches, without those 6 inches between our ears, we're having a tough time surviving, though, there, kid.
Well, actually, the brain is a trickster. The brain is not your friend. Don't think. That's the motto of every course development program I've ever taken. It is, while we do need our brains, it is what will get in the way as proof of past why future will not work.
Mm.
And each sign has its way of growing and developing into the next phase and reprogramming. People go, if I take a course or program, I'm going to get brainwashed. Well, you're lucky if you get brainwashed.
Right. You want to be brainwashed in a manner of speaking. All right, very refreshing. Laura is somebody that you ought to check out at StarGalNetwork.com. Laura Banks.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.